If you decide you want to lose weight or save money to buy a house, you start by setting a goal. Will you aim for 10 pounds or 20? And how much do you need for that down payment? Now, as state lawmakers prepare a bill that will limit health care cost increases, they have to decide by how much. Two major groups in Massachusetts are urging the legislature to set an aggressive goal, and WBUR's Martha Biebinger is in this morning to help us understand this debate. Good morning, Martha.
Good morning, Bob.
As I understand it, we're starting to see the major players in healthcare put their stake in the ground on the question, what is the state's cost-cutting goal? Who have we heard from so far?
Well, Bob, last week we heard from House Speaker Bob DeLeo, who said that although healthcare costs have been rising much faster than the state economy overall, he thinks bringing health care more in line with the state economy is reasonable. But today we have two groups, the Associated Industries of Massachusetts and the Greater Boston Interfaith Organization, saying, no, that's not enough. They say the state's health care spending goal should be gross state product. Now, that's how we measure the state's economic growth. They say it should be gross state product minus 2 points. And we know at least one group of hospitals and health plans has a much different goal. They say it should be economic growth plus 1 point.
All right, GSP, gross state product, minus 2 points or plus 1 point. What's that mean in dollars?
Oh, it's big, Bob. In 3 years, the difference between plus 1 point, that's the goal that the hospitals and some insurers support, and minus two, which is what the employer group and this consumer group want, is $7 billion. That's in 3 years. In 2020, the difference between those goals is $21 billion. And we'll post charts on our blog, Common Health, that spell out all these differences.
The goal set by these two groups is obviously very aggressive, Martha. Why, and is it realistic?
Let's start with why they want to be so aggressive, Bob. Paul Haddis, a physician who co-chairs the Greater Boston Interfaith Organization Healthcare Task Force, says his group wants a goal that will shake things up.
To get the attention of the doctors in hospitals, to really say that this time around, it's not just about sliding through a challenging political time, but really about behavior and cultural change.
And on your question, Bob, about whether this is a realistic goal, Haddis and Rick Lord, who's the president and CEO at Associated Industries of Massachusetts, they both say that there is a lot of room to cut healthcare costs.
Almost 30% of current spending is either wasteful, inefficient, or spent on care in very expensive settings that could be delivered elsewhere. There's a lot of evidence that our goal is attainable.
That's Rick Lord from Associated Industries. On the other side, the Massachusetts Hospital Association says capping health care 2 points below growth for the rest of the state's economy is a really bad idea, quote unquote, that would trigger massive layoffs. So, Martha, what do hospitals say about the claim that there's a lot of money that goes to waste in health care?
Well, keep in mind, Bob, that money spent on an MRI you don't need is still done and read by people. It's still tied to a job, even if it is a waste of time and money. But Lynn Nicholas, the president and CEO at the Massachusetts Hospital Association, really objects to how people talk about waste in healthcare.
I think business people think of waste as something like closing off some ineffective parts of an assembly line. The waste in healthcare is how people use the system. It's marbled in like fat in a steak, and it has to be teased out very carefully so that you don't destroy what's left.
Well, that's some of the debate inside the industry, so to speak, about healthcare costs. But what does it mean for us patients? If the state cuts healthcare costs, won't that mean that we get less care?
Well, the answer to that question depends on who you ask, Bob. Many people will say that cutting out waste and focusing more on care that prevents illness will make us healthier. But if cutting costs means that it's harder to get a test or some treatment, then patients won't be happy. And the answer to your question, Bob, may really depend on what goal the House and Senate set for cutting costs when they roll out a bill in the next month or two.
All right. WBUR's Martha Biebinger will be following this debate for the next month or two and beyond. Thanks for joining us this morning, Martha.
Thank you, Bob.
You can weigh in on the healthcare cost debate by going to WBUR's Common Health blog on our website at WBUR.org.